Hey everybody, Josh Sigurdsson of World Alternative Media here, and World War III is 100% heating up and all by design. And I wanted to go into some really crazy stories that are coming out today as we see Israel kill seven World Central Kitchen food aid workers in Gaza with targeted airstrike. Now, they claim it was an accident. They're looking into it. They're going to investigate it. But the thing is, you know, they're saying this as they are also openly saying that they're going to kill anyone entering extermination area in Gaza. They're saying this as they claim that they have full ability to find everyone with facial recognition programs and utilizing Google Photos in Gaza. And yet they accidentally kill a bunch of aid workers just trying to feed people who have been devastated. And by the way, if you look at the vehicle, it has World Central Kitchen food aid on the roof of the vehicle. So the people shooting them from drones can see that. The amount of lies are just despicable. And what's happening right now, it's also involving Russia. They are bombing places in of course, places like Syria that, you know, houses Russian troops as well as Iranian troops. This is heating up fast, and it's only going to go in one direction. And it's all by design to collapse a Western empire in favor of the Eastern empire. And we need to be prepared, my friend. So we're going to go into this story today. Some of the other crazy stories coming out of Israel, of course, coming out of Ukraine, Russia, out of Turkey here where I am right now. And of course, all over the world, it is absolutely insane that the amount of stories that pile up in just a couple days since my last video on this subject. So we're going to get into that and more today, my friends. Before we do, I urge people to go and check those links below and get prepared for what they're planning for you today. Go and check out heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO. There's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get 5% off on your order. Plus, of course, you get free shipping to the United States. This is extremely important. They are collapsing the food supply all by design to starve you out and push you into ration lines, eating poison foods, of course, on your carbon credit score with your CBDC, at the same time as they're utilizing war as an excuse to do a lot of this stuff, which, of course, we've seen the attack on the supply chain recently in so many places around the world. It only benefits them to do this, and it benefits you to actually get prepared so they cannot control you later. So go and check out heavensharvest.com. Again, that is code WAM, W-A-M. I also urge you to help support the farmers by going over and checking out Wild Pastures linked in the description. You'll get 20% off for life plus $15 off your first box. 100% grass-fed and finished beef, pasture-raised pork, pasture-raised chicken, and wild-caught seafood. No GMOs, no mRNAs, no hormones, antibiotics, pesticides, or any other chemicals. This is a way that you can help support yourself versus what they're putting in the foods in the stores, and support the farmers who are getting attacked regularly in this all-out assault on humanity. It's all customizable from 48 U.S. states delivered to your door. And of course, temperature control. So check that link in the description to get that deal. Now let's get into this. This is so important. This is from Information Liberation. Israel kills seven World Central Kitchen food aid workers in Gaza with a targeted airstrike. It says, Israel killed an international group of seven food aid workers from celebrity chef Jose Andres' World Central Kitchen in a targeted airstrike on Monday in Gaza. The World Central Kitchen was coordinating with Israel and sharing their location with the IDF throughout their time in Gaza, yet they were directly hit in a deconflicted zone after having unloaded more than 100 tons of humanitarian food aid at a warehouse brought to Gaza on the maritime route. So this is obviously a targeted attack by some psychopaths, and they know they get away with it. They always get away with it. Even if the vast majority of the world is against Israel at this point, it does not matter. They know they control everyone's finances. They control so much of the military industrial complex worldwide, the pharmaceutical lobby. They have their hands in the biggest lobbies in the entire world. It says from World Central Kitchen, WCK team members killed in Gaza. World Central Kitchen is devastated to confirm seven members of our team have been killed in an IDF strike on Gaza. The WCK team was traveling in a deconflicted zone in two armored cars branded with the WCK logo and soft skin vehicle. Despite coordinating movements with the IDF, the convoy was hit as it was leaving the Deir al-Balah warehouse, where the team had unloaded more than 100 tons of humanitarian food aid brought to Gaza on the maritime route. This is not only an attack against WCK, This is an attack on humanitarian organizations showing up in the most dire of situations where food is being used as a weapon of war. This is unforgivable, said World Central Kitchen CEO Aaron Gore. The seven killed are from Australia, Poland, United Kingdom, dual citizen of the U.S. and Canada, and Palestine. This is absolutely sickening what they're doing. Completely obvious targeted killings. I've seen some video of some of the people in this group that were killed in this attack. And just from, I think, about a day or two ago. And they look like really friendly people. I mean, they're risking their life to bring food to people who have been devastated after a long period of time where Israel was not allowing food aid into a lot of these places. They're shutting down Palestinian bank accounts because, again, they run the banking system worldwide. It's sickening. Middle East Eye says war on Gaza. Israeli strike kills British aid worker along with six others. Attack on World Central Kitchen staff comes amid sustained Israeli targeting of aid workers in Gaza. Why is this happening so much? How could they claim it's an accident? It clearly isn't an accident. I mean, first of all, they're calling for extermination in the area, which sounds genocidal to begin with. But when they have, you know, these facial recognition programs going on, surveillance of citizens lacks consent, risks misidentifying individuals as militants. This is what they have on the ground. So first of all, it shows the logo of the aid group on the roof of the vehicle. And they have this facial recognition situation everywhere as they roll out technocracy, which is, again, being attached to bank accounts. And yet it's a mistake. They accidentally blow them. I mean, give me a break. This reminds me of the collateral murder video that Bradley Manning put out years ago. They are calling for a full-scale extermination. Haaretz says Israeli forces are killing civilians simply for unknowingly entering the combat zone and counting them as dead Hamas fighters. You know, keep in mind, Israel created Hamas in the first place, just like the U.S. created ISIS and, Mujahideen, Al-Qaeda, Muslim Brotherhood, Taliban, etc. This is all falsified, you know, in order to create an agenda, problem, reaction, solution, repeat for eternity to get more power in the region, which is a historic region, which I'm in right now, by the way. And I'm not, it's just, this is absolutely insane what's actually going on here. SHTF plan. Israel approves a plan to attack Rafah in Gaza. So they are only stepping up. They say they will never stop. They say they will continue pummeling them. They say that they will continue to bomb anyone that supports them. They're going after Iran. And again, Iran and Israel and Russia and Ukraine and, you know, Vietnam and all these regions around the world were propped up by the U.S. in the first place. And it's all because this is by design. This is not an accident that any of this happened. Again, we'll go into some of that later, but this has all been planned for many, many, many decades, over 100 years, really. Israel to ban Al Jazeera, says Netanyahu. The Knesset has allowed the government to suspend the broadcast of foreign TV channels on security grounds. Yes, because people might actually think, hey, maybe what they're telling us is a lie. This is what they criticize North Korea for doing. This is what they criticize China for doing, but they are doing it too. Again, to all the so-called free speech conservative, complete, you know, irony that's abound in this. The conservatives out there that claim they're for free speech, they are banned. It's free speech unless you criticize Israel. They're banning a television station. Oh, security grounds. Yeah. Weren't you also saying that it was wrong that they were banning RT just like 2 years ago? But no, it's OK for Israel to do it. It's OK for Israel to push trans kids and the trans agenda everywhere, push the vaccines worldwide, call themselves the vaccine factory of the world with the COVID shots. And at the same time, employ Epstein as a Mossad agent to get blackmail on people by trafficking children, real children that were abused and attacked. Why do people consistently stay on the same teams here? Because the media tells them to. Again, conservatives seem to support Israel, while, you know, leftists who are, I mean, generally idiots walking around in masks are supporting Palestine, which is backwards, because really, if you look at religious freedom between the two, people have no idea the difference and the faiths in this region outside of what they hear on TV. And if you hear something else on TV, for example, through Al Jazeera, which I'm no fan of, by the way, mainstream garbage. But if you hear a different narrative, then it must be shut down. This is because they're creating narratives for both sides, controlled opposing viewpoints. Like the left supports Ukraine and the right supports Russia. Of course, it's a paradigm, the left-right paradigm. Pepsi and Coke, one's red, one's black. I mean, one's red, one's blue. They're both bad for you. They're both owned by the same boss, and they control Every, you know, they make you sick. This is what we're dealing with here. They're banning Al Jazeera, just like the US was banning RT and the UK was banning RT. And it's all to shift the narrative in their direction. But no one is really listening because people are rising up pretty fast against the Israeli narrative. And worldwide, you know, patience is waning at a rapid rate at the moment. Israel admits it may not be able to destroy Hamas, blames America. Okay, it's America's fault. Okay, the people that it created you in the first place, alongside the Rothschild family, it's their fault. Meanwhile, at the same time as that, Pentagon claims Israeli weapons demand exceeds U.S. capacity. President Joe Biden continues to send weapons despite publicly claiming to oppose Israel's mass killing of Gazans. You know, he's playing both sides, just like Israel has, you know, played both sides of many wars for many, many decades. But the fact that the Pentagon is like totally running out of weapons, giving it to Ukraine and Israel, and both Ukraine and Israel are complaining that the U.S. isn't giving them enough and then blaming them every time something goes wrong. I mean, it just really shows you how weak the U.S. is and how close we are to the end of an empire. It's pretty clear. It's pretty obvious. It's blatant. And it's written in the words of all these countries that are proxy countries of the U.S. and Israel in the first place. Russia voices outrage as death toll rises to 11 after Israeli attack on Iran's Damascus embassy. They're shutting down the supply chain in the region. They're attacking Iran. They're attacking Yemen. They're attacking the Houthis. They're attacking Palestine. They're attacking Lebanon. I mean, what more do people need to realize that this is a world war? We have Russia now involved as they work, of course, very closely with the Syrian government. And then we have Turkey involved right in the middle where I am right now, which is stuck between both sides because, I mean, it's really a dangerous situation to get involved. But that was always the agenda. They want these governments to get involved. They want Russia to be defending Palestine and Iran while, you know, Israel and U.S. are working together and Ukraine is working together and the whole region becomes unstable. And then they have false flag terror attacks everywhere and then blame it on the other side when it's all intelligence communities creating a narrative so that you know, all of the system collapses into a new system that is replacing it, which is more tyrannical, more technocratic. That is the agenda. That is a goal that that is rolling out right now. It's pretty obvious. Again, Russia propped up by the U.S. in World War I and World War II. The October Revolution in 1917 was clearly backed by U.S. interests and CIA as well. Around the exact same time, we saw the rise of Israel and the League of Nations. And then World War II comes along, props up the USSR, which killed insane amounts of people, by the way, and put people in gulags, falsified a lot of the information about World War II. And in the aftermath, Israel gets propped up dramatically. And remember, the Soviet Union was heavily, heavily, heavily created by Marxist Zionists, including people like Moses Hess and his ideas of global genocide in order to create a Zionist ethnostate. The United Nations, it goes from the League of Nations to the United Nations. The CIA comes in around World War II, all that kind of stuff. 1953, Iran is propped up by the U.S. in a coup. Again, in the 30s, Ho Chi Minh in Vietnam was armed and funded by FDR. Then they fought against his weapons in the 60s. Ba'athist Party around this time is getting armed and funded with weapons going to Saddam Hussein from the U.S. government. Around the early 1970s, Henry Kissinger meets with Mao Zedong to create an alliance with China to save them from starvation and famine, creating a global super state, which, of course, is utilized as a guinea pig. Trilateral Commission comes along to prop up China as well as to create a technocratic super state into the future. Around the same time, we have, again, this really just goes on and on because this is all an agenda, and I need to explain it every video because it's important. But after this, we have, of course, the Mujahideen and the Taliban and Al-Qaeda propped up and armed and funded by the U.S. government. Of course, going into the 80s, we see the fall of the Soviet Union, the controlled move into a new Western system, which would eventually collapse into a new, more stable Eastern system as they build up this system, of course. Then we see 9/11, false flag, moves into war in Iraq, going against the weapons that they gave them in the first place. The Arab Spring, which was propped up by the U.S. and Israel. And then, of course, you have 2014, the Maidan Massacre, which is a false flag by the U.S. government and Israel, to then bring in a new government in Ukraine. And the coup took place, and that led to Zelensky today And of course, that means that we have Russia by the U.S., propped up by the U.S. You have Iran propped up by the U.S. You have Ukraine propped up by the U.S. You have Israel propped up by the U.S. You have all the terrorist groups propped up by the U.S. They're all fighting each other at the same time, as well as the terrorist groups, which Israel and the U.S. propped up in the first place, like Hamas, which was created by Israel. They created the tunnels themselves that they're now attacking. It's all falsified. They are the ones that put them under hospitals. And then at the same time, you have ISIS and Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all created by the U.S. destabilizing the region. Look at Afghanistan now. I mean, it's quite obvious. So this goes in a circle, and this all comes to today. It all comes to fruition today. And it's really, really sad that people are falling for one side or the other, whether it be Russia and China with BRICS and India and stuff like that, and Saudi Arabia, or it'd be Israel, or it'd be Palestine or Lebanon, or it'd be, you know, Iran, or it'd be the United States or Canada or Britain. It's all falsified brainwashing in order to push the masses into believing that this is a real thing. So they give up all their freedoms to fight for one side or the other. And it gives an excuse for everything to collapse and force us into CBDCs with, you know, social credits under emergency orders, which the United Nations said themselves they want to push forward in the next year. Several injured in drone attack in Russia's Tatarstan. UAVs attempted to strike industrial facilities in Alabuga and Nizhnyamansk, the regional press service said. So we have further attacks on Russia. It's quite clear that the U.S. is involved, and it's quite clear that France is involved. Russia accuses France of getting ready to deploy troops to Ukraine, but they already are, and they've admitted that, and the German government has already admitted that they're on the ground there. UK is already on the ground there. The US is on the ground there. Canada is on the ground there in special operations, utilizing the clothing of Ukrainian soldiers. It is so dangerous, but all by design. This is supposed to happen again. They need the excuse. We have this 60 Minutes investigative reporter Christo Grozev believes a top secret Russian intelligence unit known as Unit 29155 could be behind mysterious health incidents reported by U.S. officials. So the so-called Havana syndrome is happening now. Excuse me. While they say essentially the Russian government is causing brain disorders and stuff with radio waves in like 50% of U.S. 10% of U.S. soldiers. On different bases, which is an insane claim. And I don't know if it's true. I would say it's more likely that the CIA is involved in doing that to their own people. I'm not saying that Russia isn't doing it to their own people as well, but they need to create narratives and structure these narratives. And when 60 Minutes is reporting on it, I don't necessarily believe it. SHTF plan says Russian and Turkish intelligence find substantiated evidence linking Ukrainian nationals to terrorist attacks. So they're regarding, you know, Moscow. That attack, as I reported previously, clearly a CIA Mossad operation, probably utilizing elements of the Ukrainian government. I have no doubt. But again, it was allowed to happen. They stood down just like they did on October 7th in Israel, where they stood down for like 3 hours. They stood down for a long time in Moscow while the shooting was happening as it finished off. And again, the FSB headquarters, which is their new version of the KGB and their version of CIA in Russia, was just a couple blocks away. So that's weird. Again, I don't believe any of the narrative on either side. This isn't this side or the other side. It's clear that this is a narrative that's being created and perpetuated to create fear in order to get people on their knees and be controlled, order out of chaos. And so both sides are working with each other on it. Yes, the US and Russia are working together behind closed doors to create a narrative. I 100% agree, believe that. Russia just last year, Ukraine was, well, no, Israel told Ukraine to stand down and let Russia take the land. Russia and Israel have been very close allies for a long time, with a direct contact between Putin and Netanyahu. And of course, a direct phone line between the two. And, Israel is one of the top Russian speaking countries in the world outside of Russia. So that should be noted. So I do not believe that suddenly Russia is like, oh, anti-Israel. This is a narrative that's being pushed so that they can create a logical explanation, as they would put it, in the region when people fight for why it happened. And then they could write the history books however they feel and erase everything else that was put online before, because it wasn't written on paper or in stone, from the internet and EMP attacks and et cetera, cyber attacks, which we're seeing false flags increase with. and then essentially create a new narrative around the Great Reset that it had to happen to save humanity, just like they did with, you know, the New Deal with FDR, or, you know, the Federal Reserve and the IRS under wartime provisions, or, you know, the CIA in the face of World War II. It is nonsensical. Or Israel in the face of, you know, what happened in Germany and Ukraine in the region at that time in World War II. Complete nonsense writes the history books. The history books are written by the victors, as I say, and it is doublethink. It's almost always the opposite of what the reality is. And this is an attack on humanity because they want us dependent. As you, Noah Yuval, or Yuval Noah Harari from the World Economic Forum says, Klaus Schwab's right-hand man, he says that we need people placated on drugs and playing video games 24/7, sitting on their hands, essentially never doing anything in life. And Klaus Schwab says that the role model for the Great Reset is China. So it's clear that we're making this move. BRICS currency is coming out this year, a new world reserve currency. Dollar is finished. They are destroying the supply chain, the food supply, the energy grid, the housing market. So you will own nothing. They're forcing us into rations. They're creating war and chaos. They're demoralizing people, pushing transhumanism, trans kids, all these different things, arresting us for free speech issues, at the same time as pushing, you know, eugenics campaigns to mass murder us with different pharmaceutical drugs. And it's interesting that, you know, Israel, again, like I said before, is like the vector of the pharmaceutical industry, is like the vector of course, you know, the banking system worldwide. If you look at some of the first people in the central bank in China back in the early 19 or the late 1940s under the Communist Party, look at their last names. They're not Chinese. I'll just put it that way. Again, this is so they are Israel runs so much of the industry worldwide, and this must be understood to understand the agenda that is being perpetrated and why they have so much power. And on top of that, just having Epstein out there taking videos of politicians and famous people and powerful people in general sleeping with children so they could use it as blackmail later. So they do whatever they say in their new narrative. So again, be careful. There's the mainstream media narrative, and then there's also the mainstream alternative media narrative, which is also the new narrative, which is a bunch of gatekeeping, which is pushing a narrative that tells part of the truth, but not the entirety of the truth, in order to evade the actual truth, the full truth, misdirect people. It's a limited hangout operation, which is a CIA term to tell part of the truth, but not the entirety of the truth, in order to misdirect people. So we have to watch out mainstream and alternative. Alternatives is mostly pushing Russia good side, and you know, the mainstream media is pushing Ukraine good side, and both are wrong, as it is with the Israeli situation, because it's all, they're all working together, and people are the pawns that they sacrifice for the king and the queen. They are sacrificing humanity on the altar to Baal, and we must stand up and we must get prepared. So I urge people, again, as always, to check those links below. It's extremely important in the face of what we're dealing with today. This is a way that you can actually avoid the Great Reset, because they want you dependent. This is a way to be independent and not be dependent on food rations on your CBDC later. So check out heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO. There's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M. That's W-A-M, and you get 5% off, as well as free shipping to the United States. I urge people to do this. This could save your life and your children's life and your family's life, and get some for your family members that think you're crazy, because they won't be laughing later when they see what's actually about to come of this. This is all a control collapse of the supply chain in so many ways, to force starvation. And of course, with everyone's money in the digital banking system, it forces people to get on their knees and beg for help from the government, because they cannot access their money or food from grocery stores. That's why you should also check out firstnationalbullion.com/schedule-consult/, where you can, it's in the links in the description, you can schedule a consultation with Mark Gonzalez and get a physical gold and silver, whether it's in your hands or in a safe that's well protected. You can also roll over into physical gold or silver IRAs, 401ks, etc. Get complimentary investor packages. And I urge people, when you go and sign up with that, and Mark Gonzalez is a great person, go into the comments and say you found him at World Alternative Media or WAM. We really appreciate it, my friends. Also, we have, of course, things like, and I think this is a really important one in the face of the poisoning of the well, as some might say, Wild Pastures. You can use our link and get 20% off for life, plus $15 off your first box of 100% grass-fed and finished beef, pasture-raised pork, pasture-raised chicken, and wild-caught seafood. All customizable, no mRNA, no GMOs, it's all organic, no antibiotics, no pesticides, no any other chemicals of any other kind. This is really important. And of course, it's temperature controlled, delivered to your door from 48 U.S. states, all regenerative family farms. I really appreciate what they're doing, and it helps support the farmers, the local farmers, against the major factory farms. At the same time, as it helps make sure that you get healthy food that is not poisoned, which they're finding in grocery stores right now. Again, there's so many other options: Lion Energies for battery, solar panels, solar chargers, generators, etc. So you aren't dependent on the government grid. You could save money with us and get free shipping when you use our link. Of course, we have rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. You can get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. I highly recommend this. You could use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and save money on your order. So please go and check that link in the description, my friends. And finally, we have madtravnutrition.com, where you can buy, of course, 100% organic Peruvian coffee made from Jamie Ike over at Iconic. There's Manuka honey, and of course there are mushroom tinctures. You save money on it when you use code Josh, J-O-S-H, once again. So I urge people to go and check out all those links for solutions, because that's what we want. We want solutions. We want you to take action in your own way and protect yourself, protect your family, both health and its sustainability reasons. We have, of course, gogetfunding.com campaigns. If you want to help support us, we truly appreciate it. We're unpopular among mainstream and alternative medias because we always tell the truth, and we appreciate those of you that have helped us over the last while. I mean, we couldn't do it without you. We have our 15-minute city documentary that we're working on, and we went bankrupt doing that. We're doing our second phase right away, and we're likely to go bankrupt again on that. We have our WAM legal defense fund because we got hit with legal fees, which have devastated us. But you guys have helped keep us alive, and we could not do it without you. I just gave up my home in Mexico. I'm currently in Turkey, and I'm saving money on all of it. But I still, we have been hit once again and again and again and again, once, twice, three times. It's brutal. But you guys keep us alive, and you give us hope for humanity and the will and the necessities, actually, to move forward and continue telling the truth in the face of everything that we've been up against. So thank you. We have gogetfunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar. We have a Bitcoin address, and we have a Cointree link, all in the description. Cointree link has a whole bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in if you please, including privacy coins, which I find most important out of that. We have a Teespring store with merchandise that you can help support us while wearing, the truth on the street, on your shirt. Of course, we have coffee mugs and stuff like that too. You can also go and find other ways to find us online. Of course, we have Telegram, Rockfin, Band.video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. We're on Hive, Steemit, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson. And we're on the Bad Guys TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter, and Getter at World Alt Media, and all the major podcast platforms, except for, of course, Spotify, where we were banned. Hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe if you have not yet already. And as always, my friends, live by example, live freely always. This is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change.